97 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, A2R Voices. I'm full of non-sports-related content this week because I have so much on my mind emotionally. And I wanted to talk. I've had the chance to attend over the last several weeks. I've been to like 4 or 5 graduations. I have so many young people that are in my life. I have not been blessed to have children yet. But I have a lot of godchildren and a lot of nieces and nephews, and I've been blessed. First and foremost, the people that you allow your children to be around, if you're someone like myself that doesn't have children, and you're an uncle, your Uncle Lou, as my babies all call me, and you have friends that allow you to be around their children and trust you with their children, that says a lot about your character, because these days you can't trust just anybody with your kids. You got to be careful and a gatekeeper of the type of individuals, the type of influences, people that have consistent values, people that treat your kids with respect. And you got to watch that. So I'm blessed that I have so many people in my life that have allowed me to be around their young and to be a part of their village. And that means a lot to me personally. That's not something that I ever take lightly. And I wear that as a badge of honor. But as we've gotten older, my friends and I, as we're getting along that journey, I'm about to turn 46. You get to 46, that's a big age. It's like, man, I'm actually closer to 50. And then you look at 50, you're like, man, I'm not that far from retirement. So you're looking at things completely differently. You're looking at your money. You're looking at what's in your 401k. You're looking at your own legacy, your own desires, the things that you want to do with your life. And watching my friends that have raised young people, I have several that graduated from the eighth grade, several godchildren, some godchildren that graduated from high school. And had a chance to watch these young ladies and gentlemen and what they've become. Some of them, I remember literally changing their diaper. And now they're heading off to college. I'm gonna go front. That had me feeling some sort of way over the weekend. My brother, DJ Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad, he FaceTimed me from his daughter's graduation. His daughter graduated from high school out in Arizona, and he FaceTimed me. And Rampage, this is the last Boy Scout. This is wild for the night. This is the hardcore MC Rampage. Rampage was bawling like a baby, tears streaming down his face. He was so proud of his daughter and everything he's invested in his children, all the time, all the energy. And when I talked to Rampage, I had a chance to talk to FaceTime and talk with his daughter after sending her a few bucks. It's like, Uncle Lou, Uncle Lance loves you and is proud of you. And I told Rampage's daughter, I said, look, I spent a lot of time with your daddy, and I spent a lot of time talking to your daddy, and all he ever talks about is you and your brother. And how important you are to him, how important it is that he's able to set you up to have things that he never had, to have opportunities that he never had, to have the best education, to have the best health care, to have the best opportunities to invest money and be generationally wealthy. And then to see these young people that I watched when they were children and have seen them grow up and matriculate into being such well-spoken and brilliant young ladies and gentlemen, that made me feel so special. And I shed some tears. One of my babies graduated the eighth grade. I saw a picture, you know, she had the full glam out. And I remember I was like, if you don't come back with your brother and sister and sit on the couch with me and watch Blue's Clues, like, I was just blown away to see how brilliant. And then a lot of these young people, to get a chance to speak, they have graduation dinners. They look people in the eye and are so grateful and really appreciate and love their siblings and love their parents. They're grateful for the journey. I just look at young people, I'm like, man, you guys are much better off than I was at your age. Much smarter, better fashion sense, more articulate, and having a much higher ceiling and trajectory. And I love to see that. The generation, I was talking to some of my cousins, the generation behind us, they have the opportunity to do stuff that we didn't do. You know, Gen Xers, millennials, I'm right at the tail end of Gen X. This generation is a generation that to me is going to say, you know what, I'm not going to work 65 hours a week on a job that I hate. I'm going to do something that I like. I'm going to open my own business. I'm going to be my own bank. I'm going to spend my time traveling. I'm not going to waste money on college if I don't really want to go to college because my mommy and daddy want me to be a doctor or lawyer, which is not what I want to do. I want to own a small business. I'm going to do that instead. I'm going to learn how to fix cars. I'm going to learn how to fix an HVAC system. I think this generation, they're going to do stuff. We're kind of locked into that rat race. You know, out here grinding, trying to make mortgage payments, trying to pay off student loans, trying to pay off a car note, trying to stay away from running afoul of the IRS, hoping for that next promotion. These youngins have a completely different idea of what makes them happy. I don't know if they'll be as focused on amassing wealth like Gen X and millennials have been, but I think that they're going to have great times, and they're going to have great experiences, and they're going to save the earth. They have a different perspective on what's good for the world. This, to me, this group has higher character, especially the kids that are raised well and they leverage technology for success. So I love what I see with these young people that are moving forward. They're always going to be taking care of us when we're old and sick and decrepit. And I think that the world is in brilliant hands. And I just want to give a shout out, man. I have so many. I'm not going to name people. I don't name people's kids. These are not my kids. I'm not going to name people on air. But when Uncle Lou says my babies, they know who they are. These are people that I've known since they were little children and been a part of their lives and just been blessed to be a part of their village and be an adult, someone that they could come to for support and come to events and support these people, give a few bucks. I've talked on this show about, hey, this is the GoFundMe season. Because graduation, you get everybody's asking for money. My babies, my nephews, they can always ask for money. Now I said, hey, if you're not in that circle, don't ask me for nothing. Because I already got like seven kids. I spent probably a rack this weekend handing money out. So if you're on the fence and you're not sure if I should ask Uncle Lou for money, the answer is probably no. It's like the Hall of Fame, man. If you got to ask if someone's a Hall of Famer, they're probably not a Hall of Famer. But for those that like I said, are either my nieces or nephews or godchildren, it's just been a pleasure. And I'm so proud of all of you. And I'm so excited about the wonderful things that you're going to do moving forward. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Okay, well, check this out. They were doing the premiere of Private Parts at Madison Square Garden. And as I was going to the premiere, I see Donald Trump on the corner of 31st Street and 8th Avenue by the garden. I walked over to him. I said, with excitement, "Hey, how you doing, Mr. Trump?" He looks down at me and says, "Not now." I said, "Wow." "But my name is Flavor Flav." He said, "Not now."
James Lewis.
I said to him, "Yo, I'm the one that gave your son Donald the autograph in Planet Hollywood." He said, "Good for you. Good for you."
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Do you need to lose a significant amount of weight? Are you fighting a serious chronic condition like hypertension or diabetes? This is Lance J here for Dr. Fabian Garcia at MedHealth Clinical Solutions. Although based in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Garcia is now working with patients all over the country via telehealth. Dr. G is a student of both autophagy and intermittent fasting. His wellness coaching helped me to go from 270 pounds down to a slim 205. That's a size 32 waist from a 40. Call 321-989-6887 or go to medhealthclinic.com to engage with their staff and book an appointment. Trust me, your body will thank you.
James Lewis.
L is a heavy waiter with steady paper. You the type to go to jail for a petty caper and come home on good behavior. Talking about you no longer hard now, cause you's a man of God now. Yo, it's amazing. L is blazing, always been. Before I put the braids in, I used to let the waves spin. What you be saying don't impress me at all. And them chicks you be jaying don't be sexy at all. We're like everything that I recite stand out. Go ahead in front so I can try this right hand out across your jaw. L never lost the wall. I'm not gonna spit that bar about enforcing the law. You got something to say to cough it out. Cows be wanting beef. When you pull out the heat, they're ready to talk it out. What is there to talk about? You was just fronting, now it ain't nothing. Ain't that something?
Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.